It's Monday, October 25th, AD 2021. This is The Worldview in 5 minutes, written by yours truly and heard at theworldview.com. I'm Adam McManus. A Chinese Christian in Yunnan province has been removed from his post at church by the communist government because he's been protesting the forced demolition of his home. China Aid reports that the authorities forcibly demolished Ka Yidao's house last year without providing any compensation. In response, Kai demanded to be compensated. Yet the local communist officials, the Committee of the Three Self-Patriotic Movement Church, and the Christian Council removed him from his teaching position at the 9 churches in his local village this month. Jesus said, "Blessed are you when people insult you and persecute you, and falsely say all kinds of evil against you because of me. Rejoice and be glad, for your reward in heaven is great. For in the same way they persecuted the prophets who were before you." Matthew 5, verses 11 and 12. The National School Board Association, a leftist union, is furious that concerned parents are showing up at public school board meetings across America and daring to denounce sexually explicit, racist, and America-bashing curriculum. That's why the group asked Attorney General Merrick Garland to intervene. The School Board Association claims that they are concerned about alleged violence without a shred of evidence. Last Thursday, Republican Congressman Jim Jordan of Ohio called a recent DOJ memo directing the FBI to look out for violence at school board meetings, quote, "the last straw," end quote, of political interference in law. He believes the National School Board Association's real agenda is to squelch the freedom of speech of concerned parents.
3 weeks ago, the National School Board Association writes President Biden asking him to involve the FBI in local school board matters. 5 days later, the Attorney General of the United States does just that, does exactly what a political organization asked to be done. 5 days. Republicans on this committee have sent the Attorney General 13 letters in the last 6 months. Takes weeks and months to get a response. 8 of the letters, we've got nothing.
Congressman Jordan explained what was in the recent Department of Justice memo.
Here's what the October 4th memo said. Quote, "I'm directing the FBI to convene meetings with local leaders. These meetings will open dedicated lines of communication for threat reporting. A snitch line on parents started 5 days after a left-wing political organization asked for it. That's not political. I don't know what is. Where's the dedicated lines of communication with local leaders regarding our southern border? Something that frankly is a federal matter. Where's the dedicated lines of communication on violent crime in our cities? Violent crime that has up in every major urban area where Democrats have defunded the police. Nope, can't do that. Can't do that. The Biden Justice Department is going to go after parents who object to some racist, hate America curriculum."
Congressman Jordan said that Americans are not going to cower. They will stand up for their freedoms.
Jefferson said once, "Tyranny is when the people fear the government." Sadly, we are there, but I don't think the good people of this great country are going to cower and hide. I think your memo, Mr. Attorney General, was the last straw. I think it was the catalyst for a great awakening that is just getting started. Pilots at Southwest Airlines, the Chicago Police Union, parents at school board meetings, Americans are pushing back because Americans value freedom.
Last Thursday, Alec Baldwin fatally shot a cinematographer on a Santa Fe, New Mexico film set with a gun that a crew member had assured the actor was safe, reports the Associated Press. An assistant director, Dave Halls, grabbed a prop gun off a cart at a desert movie ranch and handed it to Baldwin during the rehearsal for the Western film Rust. Halls yelled, quote, "cold gun," end quote, declaring the weapon did not carry live rounds and was ready to fire. But it was not. When Baldwin pulled the trigger, he unwittingly killed 42-year-old cinematographer Helena Hutchins and wounded director Joel Souza, who was standing beside her inside a wooden chapel-like building. Baldwin tweeted, quote, "There are no words to convey my shock and sadness regarding the tragic accident that took the life of Helena Hutchins, a wife, mother, and deeply admired colleague of ours. I'm fully cooperating with the police investigation to address how this tragedy occurred, and I am in touch with her husband, offering my support to him and his family. My heart is broken for her husband, their son, and all who knew and loved Helena, end quote. And finally, on Friday night's broadcast of the 52nd Annual Dove Awards, gospel singer Cece Winans, a 12-time Grammy Award winner, won Gospel Artist of the Year, reports the Christian Post. She performed a rousing rendition of her song, Believe for It.
How many know we serve a God who specializes in the impossible? They say this mountain can't be moved. They say these chains will never break. But they don't know you like we do. There is power in your name. We've heard that there is no way through. We've heard the tide will never change. They haven't seen what you can do. There is power in your
When asked for her advice to up-and-coming artists, Winans, age 57, stressed the importance of staying rooted in a deep, lasting relationship with Jesus and connecting with a local church. She said, quote, "It's not easy to be an artist. It's so important that you really have a relationship with Him and not just out here singing a song. Because you're going to face hard times, you want to be anchored in the Word of God," end quote. Hebrews 4 verse 12 says, "For the word of God is alive and active, sharper than any two-edged sword. It penetrates even to dividing soul and spirit, joints and marrow. It judges the thoughts and attitudes of the heart." And that's The World View in 5 minutes on this Monday, October 25th in the year of our Lord, 2021. Subscribe by iTunes or email to our unique Christian newscast at theworldview.com or get the Generations app through Google Play or the App Store. I'm Adam McManus. Seize the day for Jesus Christ.